Well, the classroom is also shaping up as a key battleground for this year's federal election. Today, Labor's education spokeswoman Tanya Plibersek is pledging bursaries of up to $40,000 per person to encourage high achievers from other professions to make the switch to teaching. Labor's also promising $300 million in extra support for disabled students if it wins the election. Last week, the Coalition promised to erase outstanding HECS debts for teachers who committed to working in a remote school for 4 years. But those already in the job say money can't fix everything. Sarah Dingle has our story.
24-year-old Jared Kelly has been a fully-fledged teacher for just 1 month, and he's been thrown straight in the deep end, teaching science to teenage boys.
I looked at some of the teachers I had that kind of inspired me at school, and I thought I could bring my passion and really show it.
Not everyone feels the same way. In recent years, there have been reports that teachers are leaving the profession in significant numbers. Figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics suggest that more than half those who hold a teaching degree don't currently work in education. And a 2014 study estimated 1 in 5 education graduates don't register as teachers on graduating, meaning many are leaving before they've even started. It's hard to get the full picture because nationally no one gathers data on both permanent and casual teachers across all education systems. Already, Jared Kelly can see some clouds on the horizon.
Even myself, when I looked at the ATAR that was necessary, I kind of felt like, in a way, if I was to take on the role of being a teacher, that I would be devaluing myself. It's like, oh, okay, this is lower than my ATAR substantially. I think people have respect for teachers, but the way people see teachers is kind of just through a lens of like how they use a teacher. I don't think they think kind of holistically about all the things that a teacher does, and that the teacher isn't just providing education, but also like kind of life lessons and their caregivers.
Finnish academic Dr. Mervi Kalko agrees.
I come from a system where there's much more respect and much more trust in teachers and leaders, because teachers are highly educated and they have chosen the profession because they want to do their work well. The attitude in Finland is that they often know what's best for their students.
Finland is renowned as a world leader in education, its students consistently topping the international PISA rankings. And Dr. Mervi Kalko, who's studied school systems in her native Finland and now in Australia, has noticed some key differences. She says, unlike in Finland, teachers in Australia spend a lot of time on standardised tests like NAPLAN and proving that they are, in fact, doing their jobs.
In Finland, we don't have any standardised tests except for one in the year 12 before university, and there are no external school inspectors coming to schools. But I think some of the systems that you have here, such as the standardized tests or the time that teachers have to spend on doing something other than teaching, for example collecting data or showing evidence that they are doing their job well and that their students are progressing, that all takes time from the most important job that teachers, I think, have, and that's getting to know their children.
Dr. Mervi Kalko says that in Finland, teachers are highly respected and they have a lot more autonomy.
I think in Finland, teachers and principals would find that pretty insulting that somebody would come and tell what they need to do differently to fix a problem that's shown by data collected during 1 day a year, for example.
The two major parties have so far outlined different policies on how to get more teachers into the classroom. The Coalition's latest announcement focusing on remote schools, while Labor wants to encourage high achievers from different professions to make a career switch. Surajeev Santhirasugaram knows firsthand what that's like. He graduated from actuarial studies, worked in finance and business, before deciding to become a high school teacher through the Teach for Australia program.
I worked in finance. I did work in the government as well, working on the mineral resource rent taxation, the resource super profit tax.
So how are you finding it?
I'm absolutely loving it. Every morning I drive in and I have a big smile on my face.
He's not convinced that a bursary to encourage people from other professions to make the switch would be an entirely good thing.
Personally, I think that if you're entering the teaching profession, if you're changing careers and entering the teaching profession, you should do it because you have a passion for it, or you should do it because you really want to, and that you bring significant enthusiasm to it. I don't know whether offering bursaries will really bring that out.
Dr. Mervi Kalko says, contrary to popular rumour, teachers in Finland aren't paid that well, But Finland doesn't need to use money to entice more people into teaching.
Finland has the opposite problem. We have way more students applying to become teachers that we can accept.
In Australian terms, that's a very luxurious problem to have.
Indeed. Sarah Dingle reporting, and Kate Rafferty provided research assistance on that story.